We're having Lundquist on because he has partnered with Smith Brothers, the inventor of the first cough drop in 1847. Now, what was in that cough drop in 1847 before the FDA? I don't know. I'm guessing it probably made you feel real good. But it made you want to either stare at some lights for a while or go out and party for a bit. It was a hell of a cough drop. They're sponsoring the Rangers this year, along with the Boston Bruins and the Chicago Blackhawks, who evidently all have sore throats. And they are bringing back their iconic logo, the Smith Brothers logo, the bearded brothers, to Duane Reade stores and Walgreens and all those other places. So Lundquist is actually at the Duane Reade flagship store in New York City near MSG. Hopefully not the one inside of Penn Station, because, you know, the last thing I want is for Henrik Lundquist to have a bunch of derelicts walking up to him asking for money.
I understand you got a huge contract, man. You got a dollar?
It's the last thing we need for Henrik Lundquist. But he is partnering with Smith Brothers and doing this whole thing because he has a beard and they have beards. So that's what the whole thing is. Joining us down the line, he is the starting goaltender, legendary goaltender for the New York Rangers. He is Henrik Lundquist, and he joins us here on the Merrick vs. Wyszynski podcast. Henrik, it's me, Greg, and thanks for joining us on the show. We have given all of the Smith Brothers information before you've hopped on, but you, sir, are there for Smith Brothers. You, sir, have an amazing beard. So my first question is, why do Swedes grow such ridiculously great beards?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't really have a good answer for you either, but I think for the past few years I've been, I guess, too lazy to shave, so the beard's been there a lot of times. And obviously, when you have a good run in the playoffs, that's when you really can tell if you have one or not. But yeah, I don't really have a good answer for you. Why sweet love the beard?
So talking about that run last year, like, did you learn anything about yourself? Obviously, it's deeper into the playoffs than you've ever gone with the Rangers, with the, you know, losing to the Kings in the Cup final. You learn anything about yourself during that run?
Well, it's you know, when you go into playoffs, you learn how to you know, refocus after ups and downs, and it really is a roller coaster when you're in the playoffs. And I think it's important when you, you know, you move on from each game that you start over and you don't think about what happened the night before or what's going to happen. It's exciting though. It's such a fun ride to be in the playoffs, to play under that pressure and try to achieve your goals that you set for the team and yourself. So, it was definitely a lot of fun to be part of that journey that we had last year. Obviously we came up a little short, but we're going to work really hard this year to try to go all the way this year.
In a perfect world, do you prefer the single elimination of an Olympic medal round, or do you prefer the war of attrition that's the Stanley Cup playoffs?
No, I like the traditional playoffs here. There's so much work that goes into it, and every game is so much fun. So obviously you want to play as much as possible. When you play the Olympics, for example, it's only 2 weeks. It's a lot of excitement, but it's pretty short. It's intense, but you know, when you go into the playoffs, Stanley Cup playoffs, it's so much work that you put into it to get to that point, but also to move on from each round. You know, that there's, especially for us, the last couple of years, we've been going to 6 and 7 games a lot of times. So I like that. You know, it's such a big commitment from everyone to, you know, if you want to have success, it takes a lot of every player.
I was at the game last night, and your boys played a hell of a game against the Penguins. What do you say to the team after the game when they not make it easy on you? You still had to make your saves, but obviously I thought 5-on-5 outplayed the Penguins pretty significantly last night.
Well, I think our determination and energy from the get-go was really good. You know, having two tough losses over the week, and we felt the importance of the game to come back. They came in with 7 wins in a row, so obviously we have to be very hungry, and we showed that early on. And when you get that type of start, obviously you build confidence and momentum going into the game, and it definitely helped us the way we set the tone in the first period. They're a skilled team, though, and sometimes in a game like that, all they're looking for is a goal for things to turn around. But we kept our focus and played a very solid game.
Two more for you real quick, because I know we got kind of limited time. You probably are, by my estimation, the most stylish man in the New York Rangers locker room. Who would be second place as far as style in the Rangers locker room?
You know what? There's a lot of guys that they dress really well now. It's a new era, I think, when it comes to hockey players. When I came here about 10 years ago, it was a little different with older guys. Some guys cared and some guys didn't care at all, but now you see the young guys coming up and they dress well. So I think it's good. You know, they look sharp. They're ready to play when they come to the rink. So I can't really pick one, but overall, though, the standard is a lot better now than 10 years ago. Let's say that.
And finally, I think that Patrick Waugh had more of an influence on you. I remember reading that about you than this other guy did. But any thoughts on Dominik Hasek entering the Hall of Fame next week?
Yeah, you just mentioned my two favorites growing up, Patrick Waugh, Dominik Hasek. You know, they gave me a lot of inspiration when I was a young kid playing the game. And just the way they competed and the way they stepped up in big games, it was very cool to see. And also the style they had, I learned a lot. You know, I saw it on TV. I tried it in practice afterwards. So, and Hasek, he is a Hall of Famer. There's no question about it. He was such a good player for a long time, and it could change the game for every team he played for. So, well deserved.
Awesome. All right, Hank, thank you so much for your time and carving out a little time for us in this busy day for you, and we'll talk to you down the line.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.